This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Eves. Welcome to This Day in History class, a show that reveals a little bit more about history day by day. Today is September 6th, 2019. The day was September 6th, 1877. Charles Joseph Bolden was born in New Orleans to Alice and Westmore Bolden. Buddy Bolden, as he was known, was a cornetist who was instrumental in the development of jazz. There is a considerable amount of mystery and discrepancy surrounding the details of his life, but the recollections of his friends and peers have helped preserve his story. Buddy's older sister died in 1881 of encephalitis. 2 years later, his father died of pneumonia. When Buddy was 10 years old, he, his mother, and his younger sister moved into a house on First Street in New Orleans. Buddy was not formally trained in playing the cornet, but in the mid-1890s, Buddy began taking lessons from a neighbor who was a cook and a family friend. Around this same time, Buddy joined a small dance band led by Charlie Galloway. As he performed around the city, he gained a lot of fans and attention. He met a woman named Hattie Oliver, with whom he had a child in 1897. He also had a daughter named Bernadine years later, with a woman named Nora Bass. But their relationships did not last long, and he lived with his mother and sister throughout much of his 20s. By the turn of the century, Buddy was the bandleader of a steady group of people. There were two clarinet players, one trombonist, one guitarist, one bass player, and a drummer. Buddy and his band were known for improvising and making traditional and popular songs their own. They often played at the Union Sons Hall, a popular entertainment venue in Black Storyville, a part of the red light district called Storyville that was for Black people. Buddy would play late into the night, and some days he would make appearances at more than one venue. Buddy gained a lot of fame relatively quickly, and that took a toll on him. He began drinking heavily and had headaches. Around 1906, he started showing signs of mental illness. He missed shows, clashed with his bandmates, and became paranoid. In March of 1906, he was arrested and jailed after hitting Nora's mother with a water pitcher. The press covered this incident, though they offered different accounts on whether he had hit Nora's mother or his own. By the end of that year, Buddy's bandmates left his band, and musicians began to rotate in and out of his group. He continued to struggle with mental illness. He shorted band members on their pay and left the Labor Day parade route that he was marching for unknown reasons. After he was arrested for what the police called insanity on September 8th and then released, he never played his cornet again. In April of 1907, he was committed to the Jackson Insane Asylum. 2 months later, he was transferred to the mental institution in Jackson, Louisiana. He was diagnosed with dementia praecox paranoid type, which later morphed into a parallel diagnosis of schizophrenia. His mother and sister visited him at the asylum and wrote letters to him after they stopped visiting. Buddy stayed there until he died in November of 1931 in Parker General Hospital, which was part of the asylum. He died of cerebral arterial sclerosis. Buddy had been considered one of the founding fathers of jazz, but there are no records of Buddy's performances. Though Buddy did innovate in his style and sound, there is debate over exactly what Buddy may have pioneered. After he stopped playing his cornet, a style of jazz called Dixieland developed in New Orleans. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Keep up with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks for joining me on this trip through time. See you here in the exact same spot tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.